and you can follow me, and I'm going to heal your sick, but you will not be saved, because you cannot hear my word. That seeing, you know, I don't want you to see or understand, because you're not meant to be saved. Thank you. Many things that they would not have liked to hear. When this gospel starts to come out again, there will be much violence, because they've accepted such a perverse interpretation of Christ, and that the light that in them is such darkness, that when the true light shines, it's going to fill them with wrath. As I've seen it, when I start talking my doctrine to people face to face, I see them get angry. I see the anger come into nice people's faces. It's not going to be good. Because now, back then, I think they were almost, would have been more receptive, because it was sort of like they had lived in a harsh world. We live in a soft world. And you come, you know, preaching a harsh gospel in a harsh world, it was like, yeah, well, you know. But now in this world, maybe I mistook the men of Jesus' generation. Maybe they wouldn't have rushed him. But if he preached the things openly in church, in many churches today, they might rush him. And given the right circumstances, they will do murder for their darkness. And it's all about the love of God, a misunderstanding about God's love. How God really loves his mercy, how he gives faith to us. Verse 43, woe to you Pharisees, for you love the uppermost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets. Oh yes. Oh, they love to be recognized as the pastor or the priest. Father, oh Father, I saw you immediately by your backwards collar. You know, wearing those special clothes, wearing those special things, and people recognizing them. Oh, there's the man of God. And they feel that recognition and they love it. Many of them, these are not things that necessarily every single one of them did, but among them there were those. Just like among those today, there are those who love it. Oh, Father, Father. Oh, Pastor, Pastor, hello. Oh, you sit up here, important one. You get the first pew. Oh, you there. Don't sit there. That's for the important people. 44. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Hypocrites. What does that mean? Hypocrites. It means to act under. It doesn't merely mean false pretense, as we understand, but it also had an added implication, as we think of today, as positive wickedness. Hypocrisy is something, the willingness to act a certain part reveals something about someone's character beyond the actual acting. A true hypocrite is not just someone who does something that they say you shouldn't do. It's someone who's acting a certain way, and they know they're acting. That's the worst kind of hypocrite. For ye are as graves which appear not, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them. You're like graves. You can't see what's really underneath, can you? You can't tell what's down there. You'd never know there was dead men's bones and uncleanness. All kinds of wickedness buried beneath the surface. All kinds of corruption. Worms, maggots, seething flesh, and all manner of disgustingness just under the surface. And you don't know. You walk over the surface and you don't have any idea just how vile it is beneath your feet. Verse 45. Then answered one of the lawyers, teachers of the law, and said unto him, Master, thus saying thou reproachest us also. And he said, Woe unto you also, you lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. And that's the thing that people who teach the word are in danger. You know, here I am saying to you, you got to be righteous. You got to be holy. What if I'm not righteous and holy? What if I'm not lifting that burden? Because the only way I could really teach you how to be righteous is if I find a way to obtain it myself. And I know the way of obtaining it. And it's been confirmed to me again and again, because I overcome things the same way every time. It's by faith and persistence, by diligence, things are obtained. And it can take a long time. And yes, sometimes there's fasting, sometimes there's weeping, sometimes there's mourning, sometimes there's dancing, sometimes there's rejoicing. But there is one overriding theme. is I believe the promises of God and pursue them. It's by simple faith, as it always has been, that we obtain everything from God. Believe the promise and seek the promise. Ask, seek and ye shall find. Ask and it shall be given you. Knock and it shall be opened. He just taught us that. It's the same thing. That's the simple way it's done. So when I teach you, look it. According to the Apostle Paul, in Galatians chapter 5, you know, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. According to the Apostle John, in 1 John chapter 3, whosoever committeth sin is of the devil. And whoever is born of God doth not commit sin. That is a heavy burden and grievous to be borne by a man. But I'm going to tell you how to take Christ's yoke, which is a light yoke, so that you can obtain these things. And I tell you what, there's no greater lightening of burdens than when sin is removed. But it is a great burden to think of having to get it off of yourself, because it is a powerful thing. Sin is stronger than we are. Therefore, we can't get it off. We can't. Not all of it. I mean, I know people go to AA and they overcome alcohol. But really, if you look at their literature, you understand that they don't really overcome. They live day to day. One day at a time. Isn't that their motto? I don't know if that's their motto, but that's the idea, is that one day of sobriety. You know, I just got to get through today. They don't look like when I was delivered from alcohol, for me it was forever. I'm free. And they're still in bondage to alcohol, though they're not drinking. And like I said, I admire that. I do, because it is good. It shows a good heart and a good conscience towards God. I love it. But don't get uppity, okay? That's what I'm saying. Then you become a hypocrite. Because you don't see inside of you, you still got a problem. Recognize the problem inside yourself. In humility, believe. Believe the promises of God, and you can be totally delivered. So let me tell you, whatever burdens I'm trying to tell you to cast off, I'm lifting the same. People who preach morality and they're not moral. You can't. Verse 47, woe unto you, for you build the sepulchres of the prophets and your fathers killed them. Truly you bear witness that you allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and ye builded their sepulchres. Wherefore also saith the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them ye shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets, which was shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple. Verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Because the blood of all those men pointed to one man, to the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus Christ. And his blood would be shed.